6.2. 1.
That is really trying to make you understand when you go to university, the language you have to write there is very technical, and you have to write essays, but also you have to make things really easy to understand in whatever you write. So you have to be factual and try to keep things really clear. Also, when I did my A-levels, it sort of made me think of the meaning I was trying to, you know, when I was writing descriptions of things, maybe using the word maybe if you're not sure about it, and try not to say anything that you can't prove. So you cannot write it down unless it's real, it's a fact, and if you write it down, it's not a fact, you have to make sure you write that down. And if it's a fact and it's not from your own head, you have to write down where it comes from, okay? Which is the other thing that you have to make sure you don't mess up, because if you don't get the references correct, it could be plagiarism. So from that point of view, it was very exact sort of writing.
2.
Whenever we had to write a different part of writing, for example, proposals or essays, I think the main problem I had was to structure and to I didn't know that what was the main body, what are the structures of essays. I didn't know how to do it. So I think that was my main problem. So it's amazing because I remember myself sitting the first week or the second week of university, and it would take me a month to write 2,000 word essay, whereas today I can sit down and do it within 2 hours. I think it's just, you know, you need to master certain skills. And looking at postgraduate studies, where we have to write a lot of proposals, we have to design a research and write dissertation, I think I'm okay now, but looking back to, you know, where I was 4 years ago, that was really difficult. I didn't know where to start, but hopefully, fortunately, we had some like free kind of lessons available at that time, so from native speakers who were able to help us. And so I think writing is a very, very important thing to improve before you go to university. And, you know, because in different countries, different kinds and pieces of writing are, you know, expected from you, and they might be structured in a different way. And I wasn't familiar with English structure, and now I am.